We just started reaching out to some of the top industries that are exporting to the UK, because that's really where we like to focus. It's where we get the most economic development benefit, for sure. I have talked to a couple of companies. Our top industry areas that are doing work in the UK are in the aircraft parts industry, biotech, consumer goods, pulp, and I believe lobsters is our fifth largest exports there. So I've talked to two of those industry sectors so far this week, and I think everybody is very much feeling like they're going to wait and see attitude. They're not getting too much feedback from overseas yet in terms of the sky is falling. I think that their major concern is going to be currency exchange rates. I think we were at 135 today so far. We were down about 10% in terms of the British pound versus dollar. And, you know, and obviously we want to see some stabilization there so that our U.S. exports are not more expensive. And I do think that the fact that we were not in the situation where the UK had gone over to the euro and then going back out of that, that I think would have had a much more extreme effect.
We've heard so much about the negative impact. We know about mills that have closed that are attributed to, at least in part, to freer trade. Do you have any examples of main companies that have benefited from these trade agreements, whether it's NAFTA or others?
Well, I can tell you a few years back, we had the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, and there was a significant impact in terms of the lobster industry on that. In fact, right after that free trade agreement was put in place and effective, I think we had over 400% increase in terms of our exports to there. Oftentimes, what people don't realize is our tariffs here in the U.S. are just traditionally low compared to a lot of other countries in the world. And oftentimes the FTAs are opening up for the first time U.S. flow of goods into those countries that have had maybe some protectionist tariffs. So that was a very cause and effect one that we saw. I have a lot of our, again, with the seafood industry, just because it's our, you know, third or fourth largest export, depending on the market. A lot of concern about there's the Canada-EU free trade agreement that is supposed to be coming online. It's been held up in negotiations on different issues, but a lot of concerns. I mean, it's kind of ironic. Canada is our number one trading partner. We do a lot of importing. We do a lot of exporting. We have a lot of almost like the EU flow that goes back and forth. But they also compete against us on a number of goods. And so and even sometimes on regulatory sides. And we've seen that before and the negative effects. So there's a lot of concern within different industries that when that Canada-EU FTA comes in and we don't have something similar, we could be on the losing side of that battle. I mean, people have to always remember that the world's not going to stop. You know, I mean, people are going to do FTAs amongst bilateral trade agreements, you know, multilateral trade agreements. And so to just say, you know, we're not playing in this, you know, ocean, it doesn't work that way. Trade will flow where it's welcome.